No, yeah. He gonna say we back at it
right
for
here.
The intro.
Exactly, right here. Ready? Well, he already said it. We back at it. All right, we back at it. All right, we back at it. All right, we back. That's the remix. That is Homegrown Radio, Chuck Dizzle.
DJ Head.
That's right, man.
West Coast.
This show is brought to you. Got to say what's up to Payday LA. Shout out to homie El Prez. Shout out to
Chuck
Quiz.
Getting the check.
Yes, I'm going to be out there hosting live on May 1st.
This show is brought to you by any motherfucker that's giving Chuck a check.
Man, cut the check. Info at homegrownradio.net. That's weird, taking submissions and all kind of shit like that. But
check chasing Chuck.
Payday LA is going to be May 1st at the Virgil, man. A lot of dope acts going to be on there. And what I really like about this shit is like really some authentic LA shit. Some cats you'll get a chance to know if you don't already know by now. Shout out to homie Cam Nardi going to be on there. It's out. Man, just a lot of motherfuckers on there. I don't want to go down the whole damn list. Just
fuck
Payday
that.
LA. Check out the link in at Payday_LA. They got the whole thing. It's going to be some curated shit every single month. Again, shout out to homie El Prez and Quiz for putting it on and actually having me out there and hosting once again. I missed the last one. I was kind of mad about that one, man.
Why you miss it?
I missed Daylight. I missed
why did you miss it?
Because they told me at the last minute I couldn't get the date.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. So, was that. A lot of shit going on this week.
Bro, it's been crazy.
We ended last show talking about the energy and just in hip hop.
Wait, I do want to hold on. Sweeten the goddamn camera, Tomas. I do want to say this. Shout out to Joe Budden because you out here influencing the culture.
Yeah.
On the West Coast, Chuck Dizzle wants a soundboard.
I think the soundboard
or bite kinda... like you, and because you know, I don't know why, because you from shit. Jersey City, New Jersey, and Chuck is from Carson, California, and I'm like, fuck that shit. But what's he wants a Joe Budden soundboard.
What's funny is that I had one before. We had one with Homegrown before.
So you saying you was
we were doing it before Joe Budden had his podcast? Yes.
Are you taking a shot at Joe Budden right now?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
Not at all. Not at all. Hell no. Come on now.
Go ahead, though.
I got to get my money up, man. Shit ain't right now. We got tables falling in here. We can't do that right now. It don't make sense. A lot of shit going on this week, man. Obviously, Kanye is tweeting like a motherfucker right now. My thing is this. Let's start off with this, and I'm gonna ask you your opinion. Are you surprised?
No.
Okay.
Kanye
got an album coming out for one. We know he takes breaks from social media until the album comes out. He got something coming out. Do you even know the name of it?
Nope.
Okay. Lupe, what's the name of it? You don't know?
He got I can make a call.
Go make a call. Make that call.
We break the news.
Man, hey. Shout out to homie Charlamagne.
Give it to TK.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
TMZ will be on that thing too.
That should be
everywhere. Like two niggas that do a podcast somewhere in Englewood with a table falling around. They found out the motherfucking name of Kanye. We don't know how the fuck this shit happened.
I'm not fucking with Kanye right now. I'm not. Listen, two people I'm not fucking with right now.
Who's that?
Kanye and Bow Wow.
Why not Bow Wow?
Because they're just tweeting.
Right.
And I don't fuck with erratic people in general. I don't like that. I don't like erratic behavior.
Okay.
Even if it's positive. Like, imagine a dude walk in here right now and just start throwing $100 bills everywhere.
Right, right.
I'm with it until
I'm gonna step on a couple of them and pull them back.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
But I'm low key like, what is he on?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So any kind of
what's the ulterior motive?
Any kind of erratic behavior, yeah. Even if it's entertaining
erratic,
as
erratic, not erotic, right?
Erratic.
Okay, just making sure.
Erratic.
Okay, just making sure.
Horny?
I just wanna make sure you said erratic.
Are you horny?
We can rewind the motherfucking tape. You're the one that said erratic. So I just wanna make sure.
I'm just
that
saying,
know that you're saying erratic and not erotic, all right?
I'm just saying. You know, or you might be horny.
Hey,
you know
man.
Saying? You got a baby on the way.
Hey, bro.
That pheromones is flying through the crib.
Going all over the place. Yeah. Right now. This shit's crazy. Hey, shit is.
Wait.
Hey, the countdown is here.
Wait, so are you in this? Where are you at right now? I know we're going to get back to Kanye, yeah. But I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish, but we got to talk about these pheromones.
But are you at a state right now where you just, you can't wait until the pregnancy is over so you can get back to regularly scheduled? Box or
I'm more or less it doesn't even have to do with the box, to be honest. I'm more on some I was telling this to what we talking about radio. Shouts to Rob and them. We were talking about I don't know what to fucking expect with a kid on the way. Right,
yeah.
Everybody's saying, oh, you're not gonna sleep. Oh yeah, you can get back to your sex life. You can get all this shit, right?
So your sex life is at a halt right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
I mean, when you have a
fuck
kid
that.
When you have a kid, you can get it done. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But it's a certain level of like feeling guilty. It's like, hey man, you know what? Let me just hold off.
You know what it's like? It's like what if I'm the baby, right? And
bruh.
I'm in the womb.
Bruh.
It's like when you see when you looking at your phone texting while you're driving and you look up the car right there, that's probably how the baby feels. He's like, Oh shit. Like over and over again as the penis.
Oh man, it's just right now I'm very calm. cautious. I just want a safe delivery. I just want all this shit to be over.
You should be having a lot of sex so it that way it allows more.
Are you trying to say induce?
No, it you know, it brings in it, you know, you ushering in the energy. It
induces the labor. That's what you're trying to say.
Induce the labor. I don't want you to become premature.
Right.
I want you to make sure that the path is clear. You know what I'm saying?
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know what I'm saying? Move a couple of things out the way.
Some spring cleaning.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know how when you go in, you're the last of the peanut butter, you go in there with the knife and just. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But anyway, Kanye West.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Here's the thing about Kanye.
Right.
Kanye is one of my favorite rappers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye is one of my favorite producers of all time.
Got you.
He is also one of the most entertaining people.
Exactly.
I have ever got to witness, and I'm so glad he's in my generation.
Right.
Because Lil Pump and all these other people would never be Kanye.
No, of course not.
And I think that, no shot to Lil Pump, but I just feel like
you on your J. Cole shit right now. You just threw a couple shots. That was a shot. You said, man, Lil Pump and all them. Why'd you go straight for Lil Pump?
Because he was talking shit and he was just, he's shit talker.
That was a shot.
Now, this one I point out. Because we were talking about this at the radio station. We were saying how polarizing celebrities and personalities are versus does that affect their music with all of the extra antics and shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does, like 6ix9ine is a polarizing personality, whether right. people want to give him that or not. Tekashi 6ix9ine is a polarizing personality because everybody talks about him. Everybody's drawn to what he's saying. Everybody is like, it's just like, what the fuck is going on with him? Mm-hmm. Every time he says something, mm-hmm. right? Kanye is the same way. Kanye could tweet out just numbers, mm-hmm. and it's feeding frenzy. Right. Same thing with Kendrick. Kendrick is that, but he's on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Well, I think what's different between Kendrick and Kanye is that you don't get so much of them. So when they do finally talk, it's like, oh shit, what are they saying? Now, with Kanye, you're right, it's more, he has that entertainment factor as well. And my whole thing, I was asking, are you surprised? Because we've been getting this Kanye for years. You got
this ain't nothing new.
Here's the thing. Y'all wanted the old Kanye. You got the motherfucking old Kanye now. So don't be surprised when you see all of this shit. He's been doing this from day one. I think the only difference now is that social media has transformed in a way where he's visible to the point now he has access to people with a lot less shit. Like, he can literally get up. This motherfucker, I'm looking at it right now. As of right now, he's tweeting. It looks like shit for his office space, because he said he's going to get like some new employees for you and company. And when you see the shit that he's tweeting, it's like, bro, what the hell?
You know what I like about Kanye tweeting? I like the fact that he tweet like a regular. He tweet like Sparkle be tweeting.
Right. Just some.
I got to go take Destiny to the dentist. Sparkle like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sparkle be tweeting like a motherfucker, too.
All right.
Kanye West does.
They got nerve to fuck my order up. I paid.
And rice?
Yeah.
The fuck is this?
I paid for extra sauce.
Look at this. This is the factory. I think that he's going to look. This look like some Google images, to be honest. I don't know.
Kanye, listen, you know what would be interesting? Because I saw him tweet about the Charlamagne interview, right?
Right.
And how they was going to try to get some money. Well, there's offers for the interview. I think that what do you think about this? If Kanye sat down on a one-on-one with somebody like, I don't know, somebody like Bow Wow, for one. Because they're on the opposite ends of the spectrum, right? Bow Wow being all the way not relevant in hip hop.
Damn.
And
shot at Bow Wow. God damn. Okay, keep going. Continue.
How's that a shot?
Shot at Pump. Let's add the
Are
shot.
Are you looking
list
forward up. To the new Bow Wow project?
I mean, I'm saying, I don't know.
The fuck out of here with that.
So who are you looking forward to? You listen to, looking forward to listen to a little Pump?
I'm always
or Bow Wow.
Fuck all that. I'm
are you
always
listening to,
the
are you,
asshole
are you,
for
are
saying
Are you
some
looking rock. Forward to listen to a little Pump or a Bow Wow album?
I'd rather hear Lil Pump. It's Get It.
Wow.
I like It's Get It. That shit is hard.
So you like
And
that?
You know I don't fuck with that
right, right.
shit like that.
So you
that.
Like that? Because Bow Wow released a song. It's not bad. I think it was called, was it Yeah or some shit?
I don't know what he released.
Okay, he released a song.
I fuck with, see, you finna fuck this whole shit up. You have this nigga tweeting me and shit.
I'm just saying.
I actually fuck with Bow
That's
Wow.
That's what's crazy. That's what's crazy about this shit.
What's crazy?
What's crazy is that you really fuck with this motherfucker.
I really fuck with Bow Wow. And I don't got nothing against him, but he's not relevant at this point, at this stage in hip hop, which I think would drive somebody crazy. If you're used to being a megastar, this motherfucker was doing arenas.
Right.
He really made history. Bow Wow, I remember that shit because he was a kid and I was watching this kid
grow up
and be fucking selling out arenas and this girl's chasing him and screaming and all kind of shit. And he doing movies and all this stuff. I remember all that shit. Right. So it got to be crazy going from that to going to being now like everybody, you a joke.
So you want Kanye to interview Bow Wow?
I want them to sit down and have a conversation and film it.
To see what the fuck they talk about.
I just want
to
see them.
So who's going to moderate the shit? That's my thing.
I don't want no moderation.
Oh, that's too much.
That's what I'm saying.
That's too much.
You think it'll be... I think that shit'll be amazing.
It'll be a mess.
I think it'll be amazing.
What would be the context of... What would be the conversation?
I think you put them in a room, you turn the camera...
And just let them go.
And just let them talk.
You
wouldn't watch it?
No, I wouldn't watch that shit.
You would not watch it?
I would not watch this shit. I would probably watch... I'm not going to lie. I would probably watch it for 2 minutes and be like, what the fuck is going on?
So who would you want to moderate it?
I would want somebody like an Ebro or a Charlamagne to moderate it. Just because I know that they're gonna throw some shit in there and get them talking and call motherfuckers out for whatever the case may be, some of their shit, whatever. Old shit, new shit. I think that you would have to have somebody to moderate because you got two people that love to talk.
I know.
That's a recipe for disaster. Never. Ooh.
What? Say
Ooh,
it. No. Say it.
No.
Because I'm the only one with the hot takes and the shots and shit. All this with the fucking.
Nope.
I want everybody to know that Chuck Dizzle loves to villainize me on this podcast. He loves to make it look like I'm the asshole.
You are the asshole. You say it yourself.
I said I've been accused of being an asshole.
You're saying you're not an asshole.
No, I'm not. I'm honest.
So okay, we can go back to some of the clips. I'm the asshole.
I'm mocking you.
Okay, you're not mocking me. You're mocking the people.
Well, I'm mocking everybody.
Whatever. So okay, you want Bow Wow and Kanye to have a conversation together. Nobody moderates that.
Yes.
All right, in the room right now, if you would love to see something like that, raise your hand. Interested? I mean, put your hand up. Be honest. You'd be interested to see it. Right?
I would watch it.
Okay. For how long?
Chill. I don't know.
That's the thing. I think it would be interesting for the clip, but after a while, it's like, all right, what the fuck are they doing?
Well, because the thing is, here's the thing. I think that Bow Wow is going through a lot of shit that Kanye already went through.
That's good perspective.
Because you got to think about it. Kanye, we've literally grown up with both of them.
True.
We watched Kanye go from the beat making backpack hip hop kid to shit he got going on now. You know what I'm saying? With all the girls and all that shit. So
say Mr. Kardashian.
You know all that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the family and all that shit.
That shit's different.
That shit is different.
Yeah.
And then you also have a dude like Bow Wow where Bow Wow was literally a kid.
Yeah.
And then he goes from being a kid to being a super mega star to being an actor and doing all and getting all these awards and being at the top of the world to being a joke. A straight up, he's a meme at this point.
Mm. So if Bow Wow could give Kanye advice, what do you think that would be?
If Bow Wow can give Kanye
advice. Yeah, because you said that you feel like Kanye can learn from Bow Wow because he's been through all this shit.
No, I said Bow Wow can learn from Kanye because Kanye been through all the shit Bow Wow's going through currently.
Oh, I thought you said the other way around. My bad.
What can Bow Wow teach Kanye?
I don't know.
Are you fucking serious?
That's why I was asking you. That's why I was asking. I'm like,
no.
I don't know. But here's the thing. One thing that we can't agree is that some shit's going on.
Yes.
Now, do you think that's fair that the public is criticizing them for going through their shit? Because a lot of people are throwing allegations of mental health, and even Bow Wow claimed that he was suicidal. And you know,
yeah, he tweeted that out about, or he posted, I don't remember what platform. Lube said it was tweet. He tweeted that out about being suicidal. I literally tweeted Bow Wow because I don't have the same connection I used to have to him.
He changed his number on you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's what it is. He changed his number.
He switched up on you. I tweeted him like, you good, bro. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, you don't say. I don't know.
He didn't hit you back.
Huh?
He didn't hit you back.
Of course he hit me back. Of course. But I'm really concerned just because I feel like hip hop does that to a lot of people. Hip hop chew up people and spit them out like they ain't shit.
But
and I'm not saying that he was the cause of some of that bullshit. Which he addressed on The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I think is people like Bow Wow, T-Pain, Lil Wayne, give them a little bit of dignity.
Okay.
Because like how I told you before, I don't like how hip hop chew up and spit out Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, Lil Wayne has been on drugs and all this other kind of shit. He's had battles with this and that, and he's going through all this fucking shit with Cash Money. But at the same time, I feel like you can't be on the cover of Rolling Stone and they tell you you're the greatest rapper alive, and then the next day you're a joke and you're a meme and all this other kind of shit. Like, I feel like hip hop, I feel like that. Where we at now in the culture is just like, it's like we sensationalize these people and it's like, all right, fuck it, I'm cool. It's like the new iPhone come out and you trying to trade your shit in.
But I think that's exactly what happened. So is that their fault or is that society's fault?
I think it's where we at now.
So how do we fix that? Because my thing is this: when I asked you originally, do you think are you surprised about Kanye doing this? Like, great point. He's one of your favorite rappers, producers, right? Yeah. And you said it, entertainer. This is the entertainment business. So
I agree with you.
So, to your point, like, I think not only society, but just us in general, we're talking about these stories. So, of course, Kanye found a way to get our attention again to do the shit. Who's to say that this motherfucker is just not pulling the strings?
Oh, I think he's 100% pulling. Kanye knows what he's doing.
Now, that was going to be my next point. Do you think that any of that has to do with mental health, or no, this is all him? He knows what the fuck is going on.
See, that's another thing too. I'm biased because I have a little bit of inside information. Well, I know that Kanye really got some shit going on with mental health.
Gotcha.
I don't know if it's been a breakdown. I don't want to get into all that because, you know what I mean, I don't want to do that. But I know for a fact that he's had problems with mental health on some level. Right. I don't know if it's depression.
Well, I mean, it's been,
it could be depression. It could be a chemical. Well, I don't know.
He got, after he did a whole rant, he got checked into a facility. So it's public knowledge. So
right. That so happened. I it's hard to say anything when it comes to mental health because there's so many variables you don't really know what the fuck is going on. But I do think that where he's at now versus where he was before, like, I think right now he's 100% aware of what he's doing.
Of course. Now,
so I wouldn't give him the crazy card or the insane card at this point. Right now he's one, like the Trump shit,
right,
and all that. He knows exactly what he's doing.
So here's my thing: a lot of people, as of right now, and I see a lot of people that are saying that they're no longer going to support Kanye.
Yeah, I've seen that. And I heard he lost Twitter followers.
There was a gang of people, including Kendrick Lamar, that unfollowed him on Twitter. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Can you pull up the... Oh, damn. Who got the list?
Got the list?
Hold on.
Hold on, Lupe.
Let's see. As of right now, because the list keeps growing. So as of right now, who's unfollowed Kanye?
It's Drake, Rihanna, Kanye West. I mean, Kanye
who?
West.
You said
Drake, like, Rihanna, Kendrick, Nicki Minaj, and
so okay, a lot of people are unfollowing.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't have the information.
A lot of people are unfollowing him, but here's the thing: like, we talked about this on the podcast before. Anybody is just one hit away from being in good graces again.
I agree with you.
Do you follow him again when he has that hit? All he has to do is drop a flashing lights and everything is all copacetic. Like, what are we doing? What message are we sending to these people? If you're not going to fuck with them, don't fuck with them.
And that's why I was telling you. Mm-hmm. I think people need to make a decision and stand and make. And once you make your decision, be okay with that decision.
I think the Trump shit has really gotten a lot of people fucked up because seeing him align himself with somebody like that.
Now here's a perspective that I don't want to take credit for. I was listening to Brilliant Idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew presented a different perspective.
What did he say?
Andrew Schultz. He says, "What if the whole thing for him doing the Trump shit is so he can get a real legit into that political space for some presidential shit?
I don't doubt that because we all
for some
laughed
presidential shit.
Listen, we all laughed at Donald Trump.
Are we really gonna let Kanye West run the free world?
Did fucking is Donald Trump the president right now?
Yeah, but the white people had shit to do with it. I didn't have nothing to do with that.
Hey man, look,
this is some nigga shit going on with Kanye.
This Donald Trump shit has gotten me. It's shown me that anything is possible, right? I wouldn't be surprised because you got to think Kanye has the he's constantly underdog. Goddamn, when he first got into the game, he was a producer that wanted to rap. Everybody called him crazy for wanting to rap. And what'd he do?
Well, no, Kanye has single-handedly done everything that most people counted him out
so
of
doing. So why not do it? Why not be
president? I'm just not ready for Kanye to run the free world. Me personally.
My point is,
I wasn't ready for Trump either, though.
Exactly. 4 years ago, we were having this kind of, oh, that motherfucker. 6 years ago, when the name Donald Trump
and We was laughing. Laughing like a motherfucker.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he tried, and it's not like he hasn't said that. Even before Donald got in office, bro, he was saying that.
Okay, so are you ready for Kanye West?
Hey, man, this world is fucked up. I'm ready for anything.
Are you serious?
I'm ready for anything.
You would vote for Kanye West?
I didn't say I would vote for him. I said I'm ready for anything.
Okay, so Trump is running against Kanye.
It's not going to happen. It's 2024.
No,
it's not gonna happen.
Listen, Kanye can run independent. He don't have to run under Democrat or Republican.
It's happening in 2024. That's my point. He's not gonna run the next time.
If he runs the next term,
he's not.
I'm asking you a hypothetical situation: Trump versus Kanye West for the president of the United States.
I'm not voting. I'm sitting this one out. I'm gonna let America decide this shit.
I'm not voting.
Hey,
I'm not voting. I'm gonna sit this one out.
It don't matter because you guys gonna do what the fuck you want to do anyway. Right?
So what would you do?
Hey, man. You know what?
I don't want Kanye with access to the nuclear bombs. I don't want Kanye going over there talking to Kim Jong.
Actually, on some spiteful shit, I would vote for Kanye.
Fuck that.
Just on some spiteful shit. I would be like, you know what? Just march this nigga down. Fuck it.
What you mean,
fuck it. Hey.
Kanye, let me tell you something. Kanye West... Now, again, disclaimer, because people love the hot takes.
You love the hot takes.
People love the hot takes.
You going to get a clip of your own shit.
People love the hot takes. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, I love Kanye West. I really think that Kanye...
That's cool. Fuck this.
No. Ask. Hold on. Let me get my...
Go ahead.
I love Kanye West.
Right.
I think Kanye West is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's musically genius.
Uh-huh.
I think he's one of the greatest music people of our generation.
Right.
However... Kanye is also the same guy that ran up on a white people program, MTV, ran up, interrupted a white girl,
mm-hmm.
said, hold up, your shit ain't shit.
Right.
Beyonce is the nigga.
Right.
Right? Gave her the mic back.
Hey.
And then he went and sat back down.
And guess what he's doing? He's giving you that same motherfucking energy right now.
Bro, I'm not fucking with that nigga in the White House.
So
he got access to the nuclear bombs. He could just be like, you know what? Who make the, like, I just don't trust that shit. Honestly, I mean, this going to sound fucked. This going to be another fucking hot take.
Here we go.
I trust Trump with the bombs more than I trust Kanye with the bombs.
Wow.
And I love Kanye.
Wow. That's crazy.
And I love Kanye.
That's crazy.
Why? I'm going to tell you why. I'm not pro-Trump. I didn't vote for Trump. I trust Trump with the bombs more than I trust Kanye with the bombs, simply strictly based on the fact that Trump is an asshole. He's a bigot. He's an asshole. He's all these things, but he's not that emotional. As far as
what the fuck are you talking
when
about?
It comes to business, as far as what I could tell,
he's not gonna fuck the money up.
He's not gonna fuck the money up.
Okay,
if it's economically feasible for him to gain something, mm-hmm. he's not gonna fuck the money up.
Right. Whereas Kanye,
don't give a fuck about none of that.
All he needs is some yak.
You see when he talked when he flamed them white people on Sway?
Which one?
When he went on Sway
and he
was flaming all them people, he didn't give a fuck about no money.
Right. Right.
So what I'm saying is, don't fuck the business up with how you feel. Now, this country, everybody, all the people and all this, at the end of the day, I understand that the country needs to be ran a certain way. But there are certain aspects of this country that is a business.
Very true.
Me personally, and another fucking hot take, I'd rather have that than that. On some emotional shit.
And it has nothing to do. You're talking about the experience of him as a businessman. You would have somebody like that run a country versus somebody that looks like you.
Yes.
Goes through the same kind of struggles you go through.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I come from an impoverished upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
I was on welfare till I was 18 years old. Me and my mom did all that, right? We done been homeless, all that shit.
Yeah.
I know the circumstances. I know Kanye's story.
Right.
I know Trump never had to go through that. But when it comes to the business, and how we run this shit, I just...
You're pro-Trump.
No, fuck you.
I'm just saying, it's cool.
We're not going to do that. I'm just saying, as long as you got on record that you would vote for Trump
versus voting for Kanye. That's what's up. Okay.
Fuck
I mean, as long as we got to the point, that's what's up. Meek is free. Aren't you happy about that?
Yay. Oh, I do want to talk. Oh, I made some notes. Hold on.
Wow. Angela Yee. What the fuck?
Yeah, with my notes.
God damn.
What about my notes?
I felt like it happened so sudden, man. Shout out to them finally letting him out. Just to be clear, he's out on bail.
You know what I mean? Like, this... Okay. I'm going to reference some old shit. This is like when Pac got out of jail before he died, right? He was free for now, but it's not... You know, there's some shit that still has to happen. So a lot of people that are like, oh, he's free. He's out for now. And I think he has that same sentiment. He did his first interview and pretty much talked about he hasn't slept since he's been out. And he doesn't feel free because he know he can go back at any fucking moment. So
facts.
Shouts out to him for being free. I think that under the circumstances, he should not have been. He should at least been able to post bail the moment this shit happened. And the fact that they kept him in jail all this time was some bullshit.
I want to salute to those white people that fuck with Meek Mill because they worked diligently to get that boy.
Was one of them the owners of the 76ers?
They had something to do with it. I don't know their...
The TMZ plug is saying yes. So
look, okay, bet.
When the TMZ right, plug shakes their head yes,
all right, yeah.
We owned some shit.
So we owned some shit.
Yes.
We got the scoop.
We got the facts.
We got the scoop.
Facts. Okay, all right. Cool. I sound intelligent motherfucker right now.
I'm going to read the tweet.
Go ahead. Which one?
The Meek Mill tweet.
Which one is this?
This is the tweet in response.
Oh, that you put out.
That I posted.
Once Meek got free.
Yeah. Okay, I took a lot of Meek slander.
Once Meek was free, this is what you said.
I said, so y'all gonna act like 18 months ago you weren't singing Drake's praises and giving Meek Ja Rule level slander.
Wow.
Now it's Meek's home all down my timeline. You are all fake. Now, I heard him. Now, I've been getting this post actually got a lot of. I took a lot of heat.
Okay, so. You know what
because
kinda,
this is the day
kinda,
Meek got out.
What kind of heat is this? Oh, Cardi B,
I'm a coon.
Okay.
All kind of shit.
But on the level of Cardi B slander, when you did Don't Plug My Shit to Cardi B.
Well, no, the Cardi B slander was, well, actually kind of equal. Okay. Because the Cardi B slander was about her being a pregnant woman.
Gotcha.
And this slander was about me being a traitor to my race.
Gotcha. So you're a coon.
You're supposed to be happy and champion another black man getting his freedom all this other, I'm like,
record, are you happy that he's out?
I'm happy that Meek Mill is out.
Okay.
But I
your
am
point is what?
I'm 100% happy that Meek Mill is out. My point being, and I went on Instagram Live and I took a lot of slander on there too, and I was arguing with these stupid motherfuckers on Instagram Live because they was trying to tell me how unblack I am. Okay. And and then they were like, well, this and that. And I said, man, you know what? Fuck all that black shit. Fuck all that pro-black shit. Wow. Because I don't like all that shit. When people are not authentic, people be... fake and lying. If you're not going to be pro-black 365 days, don't pick and choose when it's convenient for you to be pro-black.
Gotcha.
Don't pick and choose a situation to champion and rally around because, oh, you know, Meek's home and all this shit. All this other, I don't like that shit. If you are activist, be activist all the time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You a radio motherfucker.
Right.
You do radio
right.
on a regular basis.
But what if something like this sparks them to get active?
Don't it no come for me?
But then you're the person, but you got to understand, you're the person that's anti what they're talking about. So, of course, they're going to come to you.
No, don't come for me if you just started activist.
They got to start somewhere.
Fuck that. Start on another motherfucking page. Don't start on my. Go troll Joe Budden and shit. Go troll.
They got to get their weight up.
Fuck all that. Go straight to the motherfucker. Don't start with me and work your way up to the troll shit. So, my thing is.
First of all, they know Joe Budden or Charlamagne may not respond to that shit.
Well, I gave a couple people energy.
Yeah, there you go.
I gave a couple of you motherfuckers some energy.
So that's what I'm saying. They're going, they like, oh, he gonna give us some bars. So fuck it, I'm gonna go for him.
Yeah. But yeah, I just don't like the fact that everybody came for me talking about they were attacking my character. How I should be happy that a man got out of jail and he was convicted or he's been in jail and it's been unjust. I get that. And I'm so happy that Meek is out based on the facts.
Right.
However, we also not gonna act like Meek wasn't doing stupid shit on probation. And we also not gonna act like now I granted I'm with the whole like circumstances. So for instance, say you cheat on your wife, right?
Wow.
Let's go all the way straight.
Wow, we're doing that. Shit, it's getting hot. And she got warm in here. Yeah. You know, your underarm start, it's like, say yeah.
Say okay, fuck that. Say you not cheating on your wife, which you not. Yeah. I know you a good guy, all that fuck shit. So
all that fuck shit, okay. Being faithful is some fuck shit, but okay. Continue.
So you not cheating on your wife, right? She accusing you of cheating for a year straight.
Mm-hmm.
You not cheating. Mm-hmm. Then the second year, you end up do cheating and you get caught. Are you really mad that she blamed you for the last 2 years of cheating?
This is a trick question. I'm not going to answer that shit. I don't know.
My point being.
Go ahead.
My point being, you can't run stop signs your whole life and
be mad that you got caught.
Be mad you get caught once.
Got you.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think he's.
I'm just saying he's not. Right. I'm just saying I want to present all the facts.
Right.
So all the facts.
I think what it is, I think their intent is that. I think their intent is to go for the unjust shit that's going on. That's the overall shit that people are upset about.
No, I agree with that. And also heard somebody say something. It's not about his music. Oh, I mean, I ain't gonna say her name because I don't want to deal with that bullshit. But she was like, Oh, wow.
That's how you know some bullshit when she, you can't even do the impressions.
Oh my god. I wanted to say something to that girl so bad. I just didn't. You know, I just kept it political. But she was talking about how it has nothing to do with his music, has everything to do with him being a human being and all that shit. And I'm like, okay. Now, this is also a point that I was making. I'm probably going to post a video, but the point that I was making when I was arguing with these stupid motherfuckers was that it doesn't matter about what the cause is. If you say fuck somebody, like all these, I know certain people that were saying fuck Meek Mill. Mm-hmm. When you say fuck somebody, right, where I'm from, that don't mean fuck your music, fuck your shoes,
straight up,
fuck your jeans. That means fuck you.
Right, right.
That means I don't know. That means your whole existence. Right. So if you say fuck me, and then and I don't want you to be championing me getting out of jail.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And if you say, like, if I go to jail and somebody, I know, we both know, like, there's one person who's like, fuck DJ Head. Mm-hmm. I don't want you petitioning for me to get out of jail. You on some fuck me shit. Right. So don't switch up now that I got the hero story.
But I'm going to tell you like this. I think what happened with me, and the only reason why, because I remember when Drake Back to Back shit came out, nobody was singing Meek's praises at all, right?
Nobody give a fuck. Nobody ever got my Meek.
I'm gonna tell you why. Because he was also the bully in that situation.
Facts.
That's why nobody gave a fuck about that.
No, he was emotional in that situation.
He was emotional. He was doing whatever he did. He was on the other side. So Of course we're gonna do that. So anything that happened to Meek at that point, him going to jail, him falling up down the stairs at his house, that shit was funny as fuck, by the way. That shit was hilarious. So every L that he took in 2016, even up until him and Nicki Minaj breaking up, oof, I think after that, it was kind of like people started to feel bad for him because it was like you didn't see him as much. And then he went to jail over some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And the fact was, like, not that he went to jail. The fact that he couldn't get out. I think that's when people started to feel a little bad for him. Like, god damn, this is some fucked up shit. So the roles reversed for people to start. It worked out for people to start championing him.
So
you got Jay-Z who gets behind him.
Exactly. And that's where I'm going to.
Go ahead.
All these people that know the circumstances, and I can't attest to everybody. The Jay-Z, mm-hmm, the Beyonce, these certain people have always been pro Meek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is fucked up, what's going on.
Right.
We need to bring awareness to this situation. Right. This is fucked up, what's going on. I'm not talking about those people.
Right.
I'm talking about these fake ass.
You're right. But what I'm saying is that they're they see that and they're championing Meek.
So they follow Jay-Z.
You can say they follow Jay-Z, but some people actually feel that way as well, whether activists or whoever. I think the roles changed once Meek went from, I don't know if it's
off. So you only respect him because of the tragedy?
These
people only respect Meek because of the tragedy.
I think in this situation it's not because of the tragedy. I think it's the circumstances that happened around him in that situation. So I guess it is a tragedy.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you mean to tell me that's that fuck shit? That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's that bullshit.
Why?
Because I shouldn't have to die for y'all to love me, or I shouldn't have to like Pac or these other people. America hated Pac.
Of course.
Till he got killed.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
But you had some people that were riding for him, though.
You had, yeah, but it wasn't like it was after.
So what I'm
saying is give me my shit right now.
It's not going to happen like that because you might not have all the facts right now.
What you mean?
You're not going to have all the facts right. Like right now, Meek Mill goes to jail today, right?
Yeah.
We'd be like, oh, shit, what the fuck, Meek, do? He fucked, damn, what the fuck? Then you find out, oh, damn, there's other things that happened within this case. Like, oh, shit, he popped a willy? Like, what the fuck? Or whatever the case may be. It takes some time. Like, we live in an age right now where we get information immediately and we judge off of that without knowing the whole fucking story.
I agree with you.
So people are gonna, of course, say, oh man, damn, another L for Meek Mill. But then once you kind of uncover the bullshit that's going on, the people that were saying fuck Meek and all this other shit, they see, damn, the others. Then you have the person that his villain, right, his arch nemesis, excuse me, Drake, ends up saying free Meek Mill. So that's going to change the perspective of a lot of other people as well.
And that's whack.
I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm talking. So, and you know me, I'm very black and white. Mm-hmm. I'm telling people like it is. Mm-hmm. I'm a very straight shooter. Now, it's all a matter of perspective and your POV.
Right.
If I don't give a fuck about something, then I'm indifferent. You literally don't give a fuck about how much gas costs in Wyoming.
Right.
Okay. right?
Right, no, it's true.
It don't affect you at all. It's off your radar.
Right.
Bet. So what I'm saying to you is when something's off your radar, that's fine. Let it be off your radar. Mm-hmm. Don't jump on because it's cool to jump on. Don't be like, don't let Julio G, Big Boy, and Charlamagne be like, oh my God, the gas price in Wyoming, and then you like, oh my God, the gas price in Wyoming. Fuck all that.
Right. But what if them talking about it brings awareness to the shit, and you're like, oh shit, I didn't know about this part. Not just the surface value of, oh yeah, the gas prices went up, but it could be something that's, they could bring something that I didn't know about. That's my point.
That's like, fine. And I'm okay with that perspective. Okay. What I'm not okay with is these people don't fucking know what they talking about.
How do you know?
I know some of the motherfuckers. You remember the names of these motherfuckers on my shit?
Yeah.
I know some of these motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about.
So you're speaking directly to the people that have no idea weird ass
internet motherfuckers.
So you're talking specifically to them. Not because I think what the misconception is that overall people that are championing Meek right now, he's having a moment. You got to celebrate what the fuck is going on. You're talking about the people that have no clue about what's going on. They just want to celebrate what's cool.
Exactly.
Okay, I'll get that.
I literally said fake.
Okay.
Whoever these fake ass people are, that's who I'm talking to. I'm not talking about people who really are.
I just think that needs to be clear because
I thought I made it clear.
Nah, fuck that. Some people will probably hear what you're saying and be like, oh man, he ain't fucking with me. You know how people do. They go for the
hot
takes.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I'm not talking to them because them is stupid motherfuckers.
There you go.
I don't like talking to people who don't want to know all the information. That's kind of the way I deal with my personality as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll just say some shit and then look around, see what happened. And whoever wants to know more, that's what I want to fuck with. No matter what I say, because mm-hmm. that's how I am. And I like to deal with like-minded individuals. If you automatically go on the offensive, like you know, when we talk to women and different people, everybody's start going on the offensive, like, oh no, he didn't. Right. Chuck, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of shit. then,
wow. Add that to the shots fired list.
Sweeney got that type of shit. Then you be like, oh yeah, I can't fuck with this shit. It's too erratic.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Again, going back to the erratic behavior. But I'm so glad that Meek is out.
Okay.
I do want to point out that these people that are on my Instagram, the ones there are actually it's 50-50.
Okay.
It was people that were like, you know what, I agree with this. And there was people like, you know what, you a coon, you a sellout, all this other kind of weirdo shit. Mm. And they don't have all the facts.
Right. No, I get
they don't
that.
Even like this is my point. You said we make snap judgments based on facts, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have all the information. If they didn't hit me like, well, explain this further
right,
to me.
Right, right, right.
They don't have the facts and they're judging me just like I'm judging the situation, correct?
Very true.
Exactly. Lupe's like talking to the fucking mic.
Case okay. closed, right?
All
right.
So that's what I want to say about that. And what else was in my notes? All right, that's
good. You finished your rap about that?
I had to make notes about that shit because that shit was crazy.
Wow, dog.
And shout out to you trolls that still on that Cardi B shit. That shit was last week.
Yes, it's new shit going on.
Kiss my ass.
She did say she's not doing no more shows too, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, and then also shout out to what's the intern's name from last week? Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie, the intern. She said to kiss her black ass on my
I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? I'm looking like, who the fuck was up in here? At real.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, what I'm the fuck are you out. Talking you about right now? Now, it just broke today that Bill Cosby's guilty.
Send him.
Gone.
Get him the fuck up out of here.
Yo, somebody posted some shit
now,
today.
Now, let me play devil's advocate. Let me play devil's advocate.
What happened?
Do we really know what happened?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Did he spike the pudding pops?
I don't know. I don't know the facts.
Did he spike the pudding pops or no?
I mean, I would assume if he got found guilty that he spiked.
Hey, OJ got found not guilty. We all know he did it.
That's true.
He killed them white people.
But it depends on, again, in this situation, you talk about the whole red light shit.
Yeah.
He might have missed a lot of them, but he got caught this go round.
So...
Oh, well, if he didn't spike this one, he spiked another one.
If he's guilty, send him to jail. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like it's crazy to me, like circumstantial.
This is some shit that Bill Cosby said on fucking Larry King. And you tell me what you think. Hold on.
Spanish Fly was the thing that all boys from age 11 on up to death, we will still be searching for Spanish Fly. And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a pin.
That's right. Drop it in a Coca-Cola. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it and
she's yours.
Hello.
So if he didn't get caught on one of them motherfuckers.
Okay, well look, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Hello.
Well, hey, Suge said some crazy shit on
You see where Suge is at?
On late night. Yeah, you're right.
Shit is crazy. Like, yeah, you're talking about the Eazy-E shit, right?
Yeah.
I think, like, honestly, I think shit like that catches up to you.
Well,
like,
see, now here's the thing. That's what's going to be fucked up because I done said.
You said, look, OJ, OJ, right? He got away with that.
Listen, I want to say this on record, okay?
Oh, OJ's I'm pro free. Actually, that's they, not a good, they gonna do the pro black
OJ's
shit
free
and all
right
that.
Now.
OJ killed them white people.
That you're not stating anything to nobody knows.
Well, I'm just saying he killed them white people in Brentwood and he got away with it.
And he also went to jail after that shit.
Yeah, but not for that.
He went to
he
jail.
Killed them white people.
He out right now too. That's kind of crazy. Which is fucked up. I honestly think I'm not gonna wish that on him. But I think we're gonna see the last days of OJ, man. It shit is just going too good for him right now.
Also, I want to say this. Shout out to my guy, Hannibal Buress. You know what I'm saying? Hannibal Buress kicked off the Bill Cosby revolution.
Oh, yeah, he did kick that shit off.
I wonder how Bill Cosby must feel about Hannibal Buress. Because Hannibal Buress sags his pants. You understand what I'm saying? And Bill Cosby hates black men who sag their pants.
Yeah,
and a black man who sags his pants sent you to prison for 10 years.
That's crazy.
West Coast.
I don't know, man. We'll see what happens with this situation. Oh wow, this is a good segue. Somebody else that's kind of going through similar shit, man. R. Kelly, he's getting rid of everybody around his team.
Mm-mm, mm-mm, mm-mm.
His team is leaving
his
him.
His team quit.
Oh shit,
his publicist, his manager, and his attorney.
Oh, so they abandoned him.
They
shit.
All quit. They that means they shit. Know they done seen the tape.
Damn.
They done found another one.
Everybody seen the tape.
No, they found another one. Another one.
You think there's another one?
Another one.
Y'all think there's another one for
another
real?
Another one.
You got to be a bold motherfucker to get
bro,
off some shit.
Think about it like this.
Do you think
hold on.
Let me ask you. Do you think that one was recorded after
yes.
this shit?
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Well, you ain't going to answer this. Never mind.
Ask somebody that's in the room.
You ain't going to answer that.
Ask somebody in the room.
Hell no.
Okay.
This is going to apply to you.
That's Tomas.
Tomas.
He got a girl?
Tomas.
There we go.
Just nod and I'll relay the message
like,
to the podcast.
Move
so Tomas does all our visuals
right.
here at home,
shouts
bro.
Out.
Tomas, how have you ever had a pregnancy scare? No?
No.
Oh, she on the pill. Ooh. He like, yeah, we took care of that. He's saying we nipped that shit in the bud.
Nope.
Well, have you ever had a pregnancy scare prior to Tasha?
I'm embarrassing. No.
No, I was honestly thinking. No, I really was thinking. I'm like, was it?
Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
No, no, no. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. Scare. Yeah.
A pregnancy scare.
Yeah.
Did you go back in there the same way after the pregnancy scare?
With that one, no.
Really?
Mm-mm.
With that one? Yes. I got my clip, Tomas. We got the fucking clip. We can go. All right, everybody.
That's a wrap. Homegirl's done tonight.
Yeah, nah. Well, that's my point. Gotcha. So we human beings, we don't learn from our mistakes.
Wow.
We do the same bullshit over and goddamn over again every time. Every time.
Wow.
We don't. Do you really learn from your mistakes? I mean, you made some really real good life changes in the past 2 years.
Yeah.
But and when it comes to when it's detrimental though to your health, your career, your life, and all that kind of shit. But in real life, we don't fucking learn from our mistakes.
But I'm just saying that's
you got a ticket and then speed again. People drive intoxicated.
My nigga, you get caught. There's a tape of you peeing on a.
And you know what happened? Nothing.
You're right.
Nothing happened.
You're right.
If it's a pregnancy scare and she not really on, man, run it. You know what I'm saying? Run it. Now
some shit happens.
Now you might be fucked up.
Right,
you're like, oh
right.
shit. Like when you was driving, intoxicated.
DUI, yeah.
It's like, oh shit.
Yeah, that was a motherfucking scare.
Exactly.
But you're right. Even in that situation, I continue to.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense.
That's what I'm telling you. Human beings, we some fucked up mother. It's been since the beginning of time.
Damn.
Since humans first exist, we would do stupid shit.
Yeah,
men do stupid shit. I bet you right now, it's sea creatures doing stupid shit.
You said sea creatures, some fucking manatees?
It's all seals, sea lions and shit. I guarantee they be doing, like, they be saying, look at this stupid ass nigga over there doing that stupid shit. He know for sure it's a ship coming, and he'll get cut up in the fucking propeller blades, and he taking this, I'm telling you, we just do stupid shit.
I want to speak to stupid shit. I want to talk back about Kanye one more time.
Speaking of stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah. Because my thing is this. So everybody's talking about the music. Let the music speak for itself. Do you think all these releases are coming out? We got Nas,
He said he's got that album. He's got Kid Cudi, of course. His the joint album they got. He got his solo album. Tiana Taylor, Pusha T, and I know I'm missing one more.
That's it.
Okay.
Nas supposed to drop first. I know Nas is shook
right now.
He like, man, Kanye doing all this bullshit. He got control of my
but
shit.
Here's the thing that I think that helps.
I'm
out.
Nas, I'm shook.
I think it helps that I believe it's gonna be like 5 to 7 tracks. It's not supposed to be like full ass albums. I think it's gonna be like seven tracks that he's produced.
Seven tracks for each.
Tracks that he produced.
Except for Tiana's.
That gives him an out right there. Cause I know he got 7 beats that he can slang to these
motherfuckers. Fuck the beats.
Yeah, no, but that's all people care about.
No, they don't.
Listen.
They care about the tweets, not the beats.
No. That was good.
Yeah, West Coast.
No, but I think that when it comes to production, like people care about that type of shit. When Nas' shit came out, that, you know, people are excited about seeing Nas and Kanye, you know, do some shit. Do you think, first of all, do you think Nas is coming up first? Do you think that album's coming out?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think Nas don't be really bullshit. I mean, Nas didn't make an announcement.
Has Nas confirmed
anything? Nas
didn't
say nothing. That's true. Nas ain't said a motherfucking thing.
Let's pull up this motherfucker's tweets. Did Nas say anything?
Nas ain't said a motherfucking thing, but I do want to say this.
Because Pusha T said he...
Push said something. I think Travis Scott said something back.
Time out. They were supposed to drop a song today.
They were supposed to drop
a song. Did that shit come out?
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm doing
shit. He was supposed to drop a song with ASAP Rocky. Did that shit come out?
No. I mean, okay, I don't know.
This
I'm not a fucking hip hop historian, cuz.
Right? And those are songs. It's not a whole album. This is not projects. My thing is this, dog. You got all this shit. You scurrying all this fucking energy, and ain't no motherfucking music coming out. It's a problem, dog. This is a problem.
I don't think Nas is gonna go for his shit not dropping. Now, and that's if the album is real. If everything, I mean, at this point, you don't fucking know what you're gonna get with Kanye. I don't take Kanye as a liar. Kanye is not a liar to me. I don't never believe that whatever Kanye is just saying.
That nigga
saying,
said he was Walt Disney. Didn't he say some shit like that?
He said, I really believe he believes that, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think he really believes that he is a genius to that level. I don't know. I gotta look into it, but I think we might be giving Walt Disney too much fucking credit.
You stupid.
Straight up. You
know Nas' last
he came
tweet.
In with a mouse and some other shit and put that shit together.
Revolutionized some
and
shit.
Charge niggas $100 to get in.
Nas' last tweet was April 25th. And he's talking about a festival. He ain't talking about no shit Kanye West. It was all a drink. Okay, yeah. He ain't talking about no shit Kanye West.
How you know?
I'm on it. At least, cause you got to look at the subliminal shit. If he at least retweeted or like it, it's like, okay, hey, maybe a little confirmation.
Nas is a rap god. I'm not saying he's not looking at this shit. He's probably looking at this shit too. But he probably don't get it. He don't give a fuck about this shit.
It's his album. What you talking about?
Nas told you a long time ago that he's not involved in this digital shit like that.
That's bullshit. Because he's behind the scenes making millions of dollars off this shit. He's doing this shit.
But Nas is also, he never been a public guy like that. He don't be on Twitter and shit. Nicki was posting all that shit when they was fucking around. Nas wasn't like on Super.
Well, okay,
like,
okay, okay. So we going to go that route. Where's the picture of Nas and Kanye in the studio?
You don't know say.
Yeah, exactly.
They was probably up in Wyoming together.
Hey, wait. Well,
where's Kanye's
There's
bunker?
Wi-Fi over there.
It was in Wyoming? Yeah, Kanye had a bunker in Wyoming.
Well,
shit out there.
If there's a blurry ass video that Kanye can post about him rapping new songs and shit to your boy, Harvey, I think, damn, maybe I shouldn't have put you on blast like that, huh? That's your boy, yeah. But he released some shit to TMZ, kind of giving previews of the songs that were coming out or whatever, or that one little clip or whatever. Why don't we have a picture or some shit? Maybe I'm just digging too deep into it.
With that. I don't give a fuck about that shit. My concern is I'm gonna be honest with you. I want to hear Kanye talk more than I want to hear his music. I would go to a concert
and just
quote unquote a concert, but it's more of like a
TED
seminar,
talk or some shit.
A TED talk with Kanye West. I would love that.
A TED talk with Kanye.
I would love that.
That should be so all over the place.
I would love to go watch Kanye talk.
Yeah,
for an hour.
Ripping right now.
Remember when they did shit with that the award show and they just gave Kanye, what was it, 10 minutes, 5 minutes or some shit? Well, how long was
it? When was that?
It was the most recent award show. They gave Kanye, I think it was 8 minutes, and they didn't know what he was gonna do. They literally said, "Here's your time frame, and we don't have no idea what you're gonna do."
I didn't know about
the
that
award
shit.
Show gave him this time.
He's straight. He's like, "Look, we don't."
And that's when he was debuting them records and shit like that. Nah, yeah. I wouldn't have done that. If I'm him, I'd have got all this shit off my chest.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see. I honestly don't think they're gonna come out. We got, you know, Nas coming out supposedly May 25th. We'll see. I'm saying, have you ever heard, these two songs haven't came out, I don't think we're going to see.
Have you ever heard them talk about a Kanye West song on CNN?
Have I seen them?
Have you ever seen that?
Nah.
They for damn sure going to talk, going to pick up a story of what he's talking about on CNN.
Of course, because he
if he talk about Trump. That Trump shit, he talk about all that shit, guess what? And then you drop the album next day. That's how you do that.
Well, he's already said the album's coming out. He already gave it that.
Well,
so if you're saying if it's a delay and it doesn't come out that time, look for the CNN press.
No. What I'm saying is that's the reason I would rather go listen to Kanye talk. He's more polarizing when you hear him speak than his music is. And I love his music.
Do you think it's more polarizing or just people just don't know what the fuck he's going to say?
Yes. It's the unpredictability. It's his erratic behavior. It's his conspiracy theories.
Dave Chappelle said, don't call people crazy, man. It's dismissive.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. Dave Chappelle don't pay my motherfucking rent.
But, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck Dave Chappelle. Guys.
I
That's
love Dave
clip.
Chappelle, but he ain't paying my rent.
Hey,
man. You know what I'm saying? My rent high as a motherfucker.
You're a fool.
If Dave Chappelle want to come pay my shit, hey, he could tell me what not to say.
All right. Look, okay, so now that this is kind of like switching gears real quick. Now that J. Cole's album's been out
for some time.
About a week. What are your sentiments on the album and the because J. Cole, I heard who said that shit. Was it Brilliant Idiots or was it who fucking said that shit? They said he just dropped this shit and got the fuck out the way. Maybe it was a Joe Budden podcast. But he was like, man, he saw all this shit going on. He's like, fuck it, I'm just gonna drop and get out the fuck the way.
Well,
all this bullshit is happening.
It's a lot of bullshit going on, but I fuck that shit. J. Cole album is hard.
It is dope.
And I feel like I'm glad that he did. You see the interview he did?
Or I didn't see it. Nah, I didn't see
okay,
it.
So he was talking about how he did an interview. And he was talking about how damn album inspired him to do this album,
right?
And I could see it because I see the shit that was it for Your Eyes Only was his last album.
Yeah,
that shit was trash. I didn't fuck with that album.
Mm.
Forest Hills Drive and then this one. Those are two J. Cole albums that stand out to me. This KOD album is fucking dope. Like, I think the shit that he's talking about, the shit he's addressing, the beats, the production, everything is just, it's dope fucking J. Cole shit. Now, I can see the influence on Damn because J. Cole doesn't necessarily, we radio motherfuckers.
Right.
He don't give us nothing.
Not at all.
J. Cole don't give us shit to work with. He don't give us no DJ packs, no instrumentals to talk over. He don't give us no motherfucking nothing.
Right.
He just dropped the album and like, all right, that's it.
Yeah.
And he get the fuck on and he give us the clean versions to play.
Right.
We can't blend, mix,
none of that
talk
shit,
over man. His shit. None of that shit. So I've been on some fuck J. Cole shit before. I ain't gonna lie. Now, the For Your Eyes Only album was whatever to me. It was it came and went. I didn't give a fuck about none of the songs on there.
Mm-hmm.
False Prophets though.
Oh, that shit was hard.
Which brings us back to the Kanye West shit. Man,
yeah. Why, we keep bringing this motherfucker back.
Kanye, though.
I see,
Kanye.
You're right. Damn.
But anyway, the KOD album to me stands out and I hear the Kendrick influence on it because he's making commercially viable music.
Right.
He's making music that the kids can fuck with. Mm. He got some adult contemporary rap on there and he got some classic J. Cole shit on there.
Yeah.
And I think
everybody.
It's something for everybody, which that ain't normally Cole's style. Cole normally just give you what the fuck he wanna
and just
give
deal
you
with it,
and
yeah.
you hear.
Right. But I think that I like the way that he's
even the video, the ATM yeah. video.
Oh my god,
Shades of Eminem.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Shades of Eminem, like
I thought you said Shaded
it's,
Eminem.
It's reminiscent of classic
early
Eminem,
right?
Video.
It does look like the My Name Is.
Yeah.
Damn,
my name is the real Slim Shady Without Me.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Now, something that by the time this comes out, you've already seen this shit, man. We had our own Lupe was out at she got a chance
Producer
to see
Lupe.
Avengers Infinity War.
Unmute your mic, cuz.
Well, I don't know if you wanted to tell.
Wait, you saw the movie?
Yeah.
You saw
Get the fuck out of here.
Look, she what said happened? It's just so nonchalant.
I can't tell you anything, but
why?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Fuck anyway. The spoil. I'm going to see it three times anyway. What the fuck
three
happened?
Time.
Nah.
Well, obviously, I wasn't
don't.
Caught up.
Don't do
no,
that.
No,
oh, God,
do
I said don't spoil that.
No,
much.
I want to know.
No.
I need to know where the goddamn
it.
Soul Stone
go
is.
See it.
Turn your mic up. So, how was the experience? Because this is, like, Lupe, me and her in the same boat. Like, I don't know about none of that shit. Last week, I was actually impressed. Head really broke all the shit down like in 10 minutes of the 15 minutes of the whole shit.
MCU, Marvel MCU. Cinematic Universe.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
That shit.
Okay.
You broke that shit down and made it make sense.
Yeah.
And you actually walked into it and got a chance to talk to the cast and all that, man. How was that experience walking into it not knowing anything but then getting the clip notes from Ed?
When I was told that I was that I could go to the premiere, I was like, shit, I don't know anything.
You know, none of this shit.
I'm lost. I was like... Instantly, I'm like, Head's my guy.
Right.
So I text him. I told him.
He knows some nerd shit. I need some help.
I was like, yo, I'm going to go to the premiere for Avengers Infinity War. I'm like, I don't know shit. The only movies I've watched, and I've watched them like three times, obviously Black Panther three times, and then Civil War, which was, I saw that one twice. So I'm like, those are the only movies I've watched, and maybe like clips here and there. But other than that, I was just lost. So he broke it down 10 years, literally. Of like from like ancient to 2000s and then now to almost the 2020 pretty much. So from that, and then I went on YouTube, watched breakdown videos and whatnot. So when I got there, my camera guy, another DJ Head. So I was like, all right.
Lost his shit.
Ever, like literally.
I would be losing it. You want to see me bitch up? Put me on a roller coaster? Put me on a roller coaster or take me to some Marvel shit?
No, but I'm a loser. Other than that, I got the concept. I spoke to the director, one of the directors, Joe Russo, who...
You spoke to the fucking director?
Yeah. So it was really dope.
Fucking...
Stanley, he didn't stop. He was in the wheelchair, but I knew who he was.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was dope.
So you've seen the three movies that you've seen. Do you like this one better than Black Panther and the other one? Or is for you, are you like...
This one, Infinity War... fucked me up. Like, my feelings were like, my emotions were everywhere. I will tell you that. So, okay.
I know what that means. Mm-hmm.
Did you stay till after the credit?
What that means.
Yes, I did.
What was the end credit scene?
I can't tell that.
Don't tell him that. Man, y'all will fucking look, clear the room. Goddamn, I want to know.
You going after this anyway, man. Well,
I'm going tomorrow.
I'm actually excited to see it based off of how you broke the shit down, because now I kind of understand the storylines and I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Prior to that, I was like, I'll see that shit when it come on fucking.
When it come on what?
On Fire Stick or some shit. I'm going to watch this on Fire Stick.
Huh?
I'm watching shit on Fire Stick or something.
Oh, so, yeah.
Ain't no DVDs.
Say nothing with a nil or nothing. Yahoo or nothing.
None of that. None of that shit. Got a salute to the homie. Well, he's not the homie, but Eminem, 10 years of sobriety. I think that's pretty dope.
And also, Chuck Dizzle.
Man.
How long has it been?
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? You got an announcement? What the fuck?
How long has it been?
Year
and a half sober.
Is it? I know in September it's 2 years for sure. So
I don't want to do the math on that.
Yeah, it's coming up. Anyway, he's celebrating 10 years, and I thought that was pretty dope. I didn't realize it had been that long for him. And so here's the crazy part about it. He's sober. Crooked Eye announced that he's been sober for 2 years. And I think Royce is sober as well, right?
Yeah. What are they doing over there at Shady?
It's getting shady.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Crooked also announced that he's no longer part of Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, man.
Think the sobriety has something to do with it?
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah, I've been on... See, here's the thing. Another inside information. We known Crooked for years.
Right.
We known Crooked for years. Mm-hmm. And I actually went on tour with Slaughterhouse before.
Yeah.
So I got to really see behind the curtain. Now, another interesting fact. Joe Budden has this thing about showers.
Whoa, what?
He doesn't really shower every day, but he don't stink.
You be smelling them?
No. They was on the bus together.
Oh, okay.
I would get the word from the guys.
That's what's up.
Like, they had a tour bus. And... he wasn't showering every day, but he didn't stink. And it was like this mystical riddle that blew our mind.
Like, how the fuck is he not showering?
Like, and it was nuts. Like,
wow.
Anyway, sidebar, Slaughterhouse fan. Yeah, shout out to Joe Budden.
But isn't Joe sober as well, or is he not?
Nah, Joe smoke. I don't know.
I know he doesn't do that hard, because he was on that hard shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hard shit.
He used to do acid and all kinds.
Okay, but he doesn't do that anymore.
As an adolescent.
Got you. Now,
but Crooked
announced that he's no longer part of Slaughterhouse.
And I think that me being a Slaughterhouse fan, I'm a Slaughterhouse fan.
Right.
The first album was fucking dope to me.
Amazing.
Amazing. I didn't really care for Our House.
Mm-hmm.
Slaughterhouse, Our House album was just okay. The first album was dope as fuck to me, because I just thought that the concept was crazy. You had never really seen it done before that. It was the Avengers of rap.
Very true. That's good.
Anyway, long story short, I think that him stepping away, it was no Slaughterhouse anyway.
Two step away from.
There was no Slaughterhouse anyway.
So why
stopped making music
together? Make the announcement, though?
I think it was more or less like, you know, honestly, and I think Kruger might, if he thought about it, I think it was for him.
Kind of close that chapter.
Close that chapter up, like, get rid of that. Like, to for him, he had to affirm, he had to be held accountable for it.
That's true.
So if you put it out there publicly, now I have to be held accountable for this decision.
Because
there was no Slaughterhouse album coming anyway.
And everybody's been, like, I know that everybody asked all of them, like, yo, when's the project coming? And they've recorded it. It's just, according to him, the business had to be right or whatever the case may be. So,
shout out to him.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to talk about real quick.
Who that?
Your boy 6ix9ine, right?
Your boy 6ix9ine. Why are we still talking about him, dog? I honestly thought we were done. Like,
oh, no. He's not done.
Ah, man.
Not by a long shot.
Yeah, man.
Now, he says that he's the king of New York.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody refutes that, you got that?
Got you. I know what the refute means, motherfucker. Shit.
If nobody refutes that, does that make him, like, for instance, Prince T'Challa, he's king.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody stepped up at the waterfall, that nigga's still king.
This is completely different. This ain't Wakanda, motherfucker.
What I'm asking you is, who is going to confront 6ix9ine at the waterfall?
Have you had people try?
Obviously not. Have you seen anybody try?
I think people are not doing it because they know in this age, you're not going to beat him on the social media shit. You're not going to beat him on that.
Okay.
Unless you stone cold knock this nigga out, which is not happening.
Why
on
not?
Camera.
Why not?
For one, because you go to jail. And for two, you're not going to get close to him enough to do that shit. He's got motherfuckers around him at this point.
Yeah.
You're not getting close to him to do that.
They called him at the airport.
Some niggas from Houston called him at the airport.
Some they got close to him.
After that,
yeah.
It's not happening. And I think that I think that was even on some, like, they weren't expecting the shit, but they were ready for it as well.
So
he didn't get hit.
Would that fly out here in LA?
What you mean
in LA? Would that happen? Out
I don't
here?
Think it's flying out there. To be honest. I honestly don't think it's flying out there. I'm sure there's people upset, but you also, it's strategic. People don't want to be on camera doing some other shit as well.
So you're saying 6ix9ine will probably be removed from the situation?
Oh, yeah. I think, honestly, I don't think we'll be talking about 6ix9ine in a year. This is good for now. This is great for now. This is great entertainment. I think he's mastered that. Similar to Kanye, he's mastered the art of trolling.
Okay.
So, of course, yeah, you're going to... Now, if he continues to make amazing music... Not saying that I think it's amazing, but if he keeps topping the charts, and I think he's topping the charts based off of him being, like you said, polarizing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's about the music. I think that he's just got a personality and fans that follow him, that they fuck with him. Now, he's got a song or two that's dope. Like, he got some shit. Not saying he can't make music, but I think that his personality transcends the actual music. So that's why the numbers. And even now, like, I get so fucking tired of seeing the new, oh, so-and-so broke this record. And every week it's a new record that got broke. Cardi B broke a record that Beyonce just did some shit.
J. Cole broke a record.
J. Cole just did some Spotify shit. And then he did some other shit where he knocked off Drake on his. It's like, what the fuck? Right now it's new territory. It's Wild Wild West. So everything's a new fucking record. So you can't even go off of that being, like, dope shit. In my opinion, it's like, okay, sell more albums than Eminem. That's some shit that's going to impress me. You know what I'm saying? So with him, it's just, I don't know, man. I don't think we're going to be talking about him in a year. But
due to what? Due to what?
His own downfall.
But due to what?
His own. For example.
Why do you think that he's not going to be talking about it in a year from now?
His manager shot up Casanova's video shoot. Well, allegedly.
I don't know.
Who did, right? It was on camera. It was on camera.
Oh, okay.
So shit like that.
I don't know.
Shit like that. I'm saying because I saw it on TMZ. So I mean, when you see shit like that, I think when shit like that continues to happen, it's less about the music and less and less and less and less about the music.
Yeah,
you're getting distracted by bullshit, and somebody's gonna catch up to you either one of these days. You're gonna get caught slipping.
All right.
So yeah, I'll leave it at that point.
All right. Sparkle just said we need. All right.
I know, but I just gotta talk about Khalees talking about fucking Nas beat her ass. You hear about that?
I don't want to talk about that shit because I have skewed views on domestic violence.
All right. What does that mean?
I just have different views. I have different views about it. You know what I'm saying?
She quote unquote endured a lot of mental pain and physical abuse during Nas's marriage. I want to hear what Nas got to say about this. Nas got to get on Twitter and confirm the Kanye album first, and then talk about the Khalees shit. And I guess we'll talk about that whenever that happens. No,
I just want people to be held accountable for their own actions. Everybody, keep your fucking hands to yourself.
Yeah,
and if you put your hands on someone, another human being, be prepared for that human being put their hands on you.
So you're saying Khalees shouldn't have...
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying if you human, and I'm human, and you put your hands on me, you should be prepared for me to put my hands on you.
All right.
In the same fashion.
All right. It is what it is.
Everybody keep their fucking hands to themselves.
Oh, bruh.
West Coast.
Speaking of domestic violence, this is the last thing I swear. I promise, because this is your favorite subject. Look. So Fabulous
James
and Emily B.
Red and shit.
Right. Fabulous. I think this is what's interesting, right? At Coachella, it says Fabulous and Emily B reported spotted together. After all this shit?
Of course.
Nobody's got.
Of course you're going to be. Why would they not be seen together? Do you think that anything they caught on tape, that's the first time it happened?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
But it's the time that everybody else sees it.
It don't fucking matter. If you used to some shit, that's what you used to.
Damn.
It don't matter what the fucking circumstances are. I don't, just like old boy in the elevator. What's his name?
Jay-Z.
No. Oh, shit. She said Ray Rice.
All right, look.
Shit,
we got to wrap up. Goddamn.
Yeah. Jay-Z got me out of jail. I don't know what
yeah. I'm done. No, not Jay. I fuck with Jay-Z. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ho.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, it's homegrown radio.
Man. Yeah, but
DJ head, we about fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think that anytime we see something on camera, I don't think that's the first time that it's happened.
So we will see what happens, man.
Period.
All right, it's homegrown radio. Chuck Dizzle, DJ head, we up out this thing.